BBC News with Marion Marshall. President Trump has signed an executive order to formally withdraw the United States from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a trade agreement involving a dozen countries. He described the move as a great thing for American workers. The Mexican president, Enrique Peña Nieto, has vowed to fight for his country's national interests and to defend the rights of Mexican migrants during negotiations with the new American administration. Mr. Peña Nieto is due to meet President Trump in Washington next Tuesday. There's been no apparent breakthrough on the first day of Syrian peace talks in Kazakhstan. It's the first time representatives of Syria's armed rebel groups have led the opposition side at the negotiating table. Turkey's deputy prime minister said it would be unrealistic to expect a quick solution after 6 years of war. The Dutch right-wing politician Geert Wilders has hit back at an attempt by the Prime Minister, Mark Rutte, to win over voters concerned about immigration ahead of elections in March. Mr. Rutte said anyone who rejects the country's values should leave. Officials in northeastern Nigeria have warned that female suicide bombers have started carrying babies to avoid detection. It comes after two women attacked the town of Madagali 10 days ago, initially going unnoticed because they had babies on their backs. It's emerged that the manager of the Italian hotel, hit by an avalanche, had asked local and provincial authorities for help shortly before the disaster on Wednesday. Rescuers are still searching for 23 missing people. At least 7 people were killed. The European police agency, Europol, says a large-scale operation involving forces from 18 countries has led to the recovery of more than 3,500 stolen works of art and ancient artifacts. The agency says several of them are of great cultural importance. BBC News.